Jy luister na RSG Geldsaake met Moneyweb Potgoede met gasheer Ryk van die Kerk.
Die grootste aftreefondse in Suid-Afrika vertrou hulle lede se aftreebeplanning toe aan Portfolium. Besoek hulle nou by portfolium.co.za.
Vir die belangrikste sake nuus, skakel in op RSG Geldsaake.
Absaat vandag finansiële resultate aangekondig en het was vir die eerste 6 maande van die jaar. Die groepse wesensverdienste was 17% hoër op 11,9 miljard rand en die groei was wesentlik meer as die 6% wat Nedbank en die 8% wat Standard Bank vroeër hierdie maand aangekondig het. Absa het ook 'n tussentydse dividend van R7,85 per aandeel verklaar en dit is 15% hoër as die tussentydse dividend van verlede jaar. Op die lyn is Dion Raju, hy is Absa se finansiële direkteur. Dion, baie welkom by die program. Absa has seen some headwinds on various fronts over the past few years, but this 17% headline earnings jump indicates that it was a really good period for the group. Where did this growth come from?
Very pleased with the earnings growth. I think it is a continuation from the second half of last year where we posted really strong growth. The growth was broad-based. In South Africa, we grew 19%. And in the rest of Africa regions, we were up 13% and a nice improvement in our ROE. So very pleased with the performance in the half.
Yeah, so 19% growth in South Africa, that is impressive. One of the reasons is that you've seen a drop in bad debts. Your impairments fell by 14% to 7.2 billion rand. How did this happen?
Correct, absolutely. That's the right observation. Particularly in South Africa, we saw the financial health of our consumers improving. It's been a really tough couple of years with the high interest rates, high inflation, low growth, low job creation. But I think a period of stability has really allowed consumers to recover their financial positions. We've provided a fair amount of support to customers in distress through payment restructures or assisted sales. And that has certainly helped take a lot of people out of delinquency and get them back into a state where, you know, their wage growth and inflation and lower interest rates actually are helping them come back into payment terms. So South Africa, it certainly has been a strong recovery in our impairment numbers.
Yeah, but it's still 7.2 billion rand. That is more than half of your total profit of just under 12 billion rand. It's still very significant.
Yeah, the way we measure that rate is a credit loss ratio, and we have a target range of 70 to 100 basis points. At the half, we were at 100, so we're at the very top end of it. So look, I certainly think, you know, that we will improve from here. But as things stand, we're still more or less at the top end, but a nice improvement from last year where we were above the top end of that target range.
Yes, a 1% ratio means that if you lend out 100 rand, you suffer 1 rand of bad debts. That is pretty much the ratio. Then what is the current atmosphere within Absa? I'm talking about throughout the group, because there has been many leadership tensions relating to various issues, including empowerment, and there were forensic investigations, senior staff members were suspended, and surely it should flow through the whole group. So how would you describe the atmosphere within Absa, and does it have an impact on service delivery?
No, Rick, like you rightly pointed out, we've had many CEOs over the last number of years. I think that leadership instability, if we had to be honest with ourselves, has created a level of inward focus as a consequence, rather than focus out into the market with our customers, etc. We've got a new CEO now, Kenny Fischler. He's been with us for 2 months, and he's certainly on a path to fix the culture, to get more outward focus, less inward focus, and really focus on what matters. So the mood compared to previous years is certainly improved. In terms of the investigations, those have concluded. And we went through a difficult time where we had certain leaks of information that was going to media. And, you know, people in trusted positions should not be doing that. You operate on a basis of trust with your employer. But we certainly passed that now. We've completed those investigations and we've dealt with those issues. So certainly feel like we're moving forward on the right basis.
I think also good to have an external new CEO and new leadership. And hopefully Absa can enter a period of leadership stability, if I can put it that way. There seems to be a massive surge in fraud, especially criminals targeting banking customers, of course, Absa's customers as well. And we see many news articles and complaints with the Ombud about money being stolen from bank accounts through phishing and wishing and spoofing, whatever. There are many of those type of cyber attacks on your customers. How big is this problem within Absa and how do you deal with it?
It's a very concerning trend. On the one hand, going digital has many benefits for customers. The convenience, the ability to interact at any time seamlessly, etc. But at the same time, it's opened the door for people that are unscrupulous, you know, that really want to target people in the space. So within Absa, we've got some very preemptive mechanisms to scan customer activity. To the extent that we see activity that looks suspicious, we contact customers. We try to make sure we warn them in advance that we're seeing things that are suspicious. But ultimately, the biggest risk is a customer acting on instructions, but obviously doing that of not knowing, of thinking they're talking to a trusted person. People pretend to be the bank, and they create a lot of fear with customers. Like something's going to happen now if a customer doesn't act. The minute somebody's putting pressure on any customer like that, your defense needs to be up. You'd rather go into a branch, you'd rather contact the official contact numbers. The modus operandi is to create fear with the customer because the keys to the safe lie with customers. Look, unfortunately, this does happen. It's very distressing for customers. You know, I've had to deal with a number of customers contact me personally around this. And we really try to do our best to recover whatever's been taken, support the customers through this, you know, to the extent, you know, that there's no fault of the customers. We certainly do our best to return the money to them. But it's a very unfortunate development. On the one hand, it's good for customers, you know, digital interaction. But on the other hand, they certainly opened up to this new wave of fraud.
Is it a growing problem? Because these guys are very, very professional. And sometimes they have detailed information about you. Sometimes they are even in your bank account when they phone you and they can tell you exactly what you bought. But is it a growing problem? Is it something you can solve with technology?
Yeah, I think you always have to be on the front foot on this, Rick. We keep investing in our cyber defenses, our cyber technology, our fraud detection mechanisms to be preemptive around this. This is not something that we'll ever say has been dealt. I think banks will put measures in place. Fraudsters will develop new techniques. We'll put new measures in place. It's an area that you have to just keep investing. And some of our biggest investments are going into cybersecurity as a consequence of that.
I can imagine. Just 17% in the first half. Will you be able to maintain it for the full year?
Yeah, look, I think 17% is certainly a standout half. I certainly expect us to have growth. You know, we're certainly guiding ROE up from here. But 17% is more abnormal, if I can put it that way. But we're certainly expecting a good year from an earnings growth perspective.
Dankie Dion, dit was Dion Raju, hy is Absa se finansiële direkteur. Dregus, wat het jy van Absa se syfers gedink?
Ja, die nuwe bestuurder, ek sou kan noem, doen nie sleg nie, Ryk.
Hy's 2 maande in die job.
ja, en die hoofuitvoerende direkteur is ook redelik nie. Die besigheidsverdienste per aandeel vlei hulle so bietjie, baie van dit is natuurlik slegte skuldverhouding wat bietjie teruggesak het. Dalk moet ou kyk na wat die bruto leningsbedrag wat uitgereik is en is 8% gegroei. Totale inkomste het 5.2% gegroei. So miskien is die waarheid iewers tussen 'n 5 en 'n 14%, maar hulle het genoeg selfvertrou gehad om die dividend met 14% op te stoot. So ek dink nie die slegte resultate nie en daar's nog baie werk om te doen. Daai koste tot inkomste verhouding is 53.2%. Standard Bank waar ons weer week gepraat het is al onder die 50% in.
As ek kyk na die aandeelprys Absa vandag 0.8% laer, net so onder die R200, R190 'n aandeel, maar sedert die begin van die jaar is die basiese aandeel onveranderd. First Rand 1% af vandag, ook basies, hy het net so 6% af sedert die begin van die jaar. Standard Bank 1% af vandag en so 11% op sedert die begin van die jaar en as ek net nog laastens kyk, Nedbank effens laer vandag 0.6% en sedert die begin van die jaar amper 20% laer. Laat Portfolium se kundige finansiële adviseurs jou bystaan om 'n beter uitkoms vir aftrede te verseker. Besoek hulle nou by portfolium.co.za.
Hier volg môre se weervoorspelling soos uitgereik deur die weerdiens. Rowwe seetoestande en stormsterkte wind word verwag wat seevaart kan bemoeilik. Sommige storms sien jy kom, ander soos aftrede lê verder op die horison. Maar met Portfolium beplan jy lank voor die gety draai en die wolke saampak. Ons werk saam met van die grootste pensioenfondse in die land om koste-effektiewe produkte te ontwikkel wat jou inkomste met tot 7 jaar gedurende aftrede kan verleng. Moenie sonder 'n roetekaart of die regte bemanning die see van aftrede binnevaar nie. Kies Portfolium vir 'n beter uitkoms gedurende jou aftrede, reën of sonskyn.
Jy het geluister na RSG Geldsaake met Moneyweb Potgoede elke weeksdag om 7 na middag. Vir meer Moneyweb Potgoede, besoek moneyweb.co.za of laai die toepassing af en volg Moneyweb News om dagliks op hoogte te bly.